Every 3 years, Carl Polichuk and Small Biz Thoughts bring you a spectacular two-day online conference, and they do it right. Mark your calendars and plan to join on May 17th and 18th at the SMB Online Conference 2023. Two full days of content, more than a dozen speakers, a special Killing It Live podcast recording, and much more. Save $100 by registering today at smbonlineconference.com. I'll see you there. It's Friday, April 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New guidance on a zero trust model, AI-powered password cracking tool, and SMB security spending trends. Microsoft introduced a new cloud PC option for frontline workers and expands compatibility with LG smart TVs and Android devices. And LinkedIn introduces a free identity verification system for users. This is the business of tech. My quiet around security couldn't last long. First, from NextGov. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency published updated guidance for its Zero Trust maturity model on Tuesday, more than a year after the nation's cyber defense agency issued an initial set of best practices and guidelines to evaluate security capabilities and identify areas for improvement. Changes included the addition of an initial maturity state within the model, which accounts for the second stage of an agency's zero trust adoption process and includes steps like starting automation of attribute assignment and configuration of life cycles, policy decisions, and enforcement, as well as others. Cybersecurity firm Home Security Heroes put an AI-powered password cracking tool called PassScan to the test against 15 million plus passwords. It cracked 51% of them in under a minute. It had worked out 81% of the list by month's end. And thinking about the whole space, Tech Isle's new research shows that the SMB and mid-market spend on IT security will likely be $84.2 billion in 2023, an increase of 9.6% from 2022. IT security is the second top priority for SMBs and first priority for core mid-market and upper mid-market firms. Between 55% and 54% of firms consider preventing cyber attacks a priority. Interestingly, that's somewhat in conflict with data reported in Axios. A CNBC survey released in the fall of 2021 found that 56% of small business owners were not concerned about being the victim of a hack in the next 12 months. Additionally, 59% said they could quickly resolve a cyber attack, and 42% had no plan for responding to an attack. And so I've noted the continuation of the trend. Guards, that's with a Z, launched a security platform that includes cyber insurance coverage and automated remediation plans. Why do we care? I'm most interested in the zero trust guidance, particularly as including an initial stage allows for an easier on-ramp for small organizations. That rings true to where I want us to spend our attention. I also wanted to highlight this perception gap between those in our space and those outside. Every channel type constantly talks about security as the biggest thing. Yet when I step outside that bubble, that isn't what I hear. That disconnect is why I remain convinced that, while necessary, security can't be the lead story and isn't the whole thing. In my good, better, best model, it just can't get out of being an expense and thus living in the good. I didn't want this one to get lost in the shuffle. Microsoft has announced changes to their cloud PC options. Windows 365 Frontline is a new offering designed for frontline, shift, and part-time workers to offer businesses more flexibility in purchasing cloud PC licenses. The company is also expanding the way it's used them, including now via LG's new 2023 smart TVs, and with plans for older models just to be able to install the Windows 365 app on the TV. The company is also bringing an enhanced Windows 365 experience to Android devices. Why do we care? I remain intrigued by the idea of delivering computing power to workers just when they need it. This idea of a cloud PC for work resonates. Microsoft continues to invest here, and I didn't want to miss it. Microsoft, with all the new news today, has LinkedIn is rolling out a free verification system to prove users' identities, as well as where they work. The verification options include using Clear to prove your identity, verifying your workplace through an email address, and using Microsoft's Entra Verified ID platform to obtain digital workplace IDs for free. Yes, this will be free, and users can verify their workplace just by using a company-issued email address or through Microsoft Entra if your organization already uses Entra. LinkedIn will highlight verifications with a green and blue check on profiles. Why do we care? There's a coming battle over identity on the internet, and the noise over blue check marks on the Bird app is not where the action will be. Microsoft and LinkedIn are quietly building an internet identity system. I may not know exactly where it's going, but I've been watching for this for more than a decade. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and frustrate your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or with Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates with your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit TimeZest.com/MSPRadio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Donate a Book Day, so support your public library by donating a book. There'll be two bonus episodes this weekend, and I'll be back again with you next week. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPRadio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.